Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma with Scott Sherman from Snap Insurance, talking fishing, talking insurance, and a whole lot more.
Yeah, man, having a great time, too, this morning. If you want to join us, we'd love to hear from you. Already a great show, so much cool information coming your way. If you want to call the show this morning, give us a ring at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Not only are we talking Snap Insurance, we're also stealing some rock cod info and some lobster info out of Scott here.
Oh, yeah. We're also He's giving it up.
He is, man. He's a great guy and a great show. And we've also got another great way to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, and that's via the text. The text to the show option only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app, that free download. And again, if you want to get through and call us this morning, not only are we talking all this great info, again, a killer prize. Someone's going to fishing on board the Liberty, because we're giving away a full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. And, again, those guys will be up and running here. Sounds like beginning to middle of April, and yeah, we'll get back on the game.
Yeah, and as the water warms up and spring, we get through spring here, it's just going to get better and better. I love this time of the year because you know what to look forward to.
Totally.
Yeah, it's conditions right now, not ideal.
Nope.
I mean, it's just the bottom line. But it'll change.
We fished Wednesday.
Today's the first day of spring.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
guys realize
yeah,
that?
It is officially spring.
Yeah.
We fished Wednesday locally, and you know, La Jolla, and the condition just really hadn't rebounded from that wind and rain that we saw yeah. Monday, Tuesday. So, you know, there was plenty of reason to go. The possibility was there, but it just didn't pan out for us. But that's the fun with springtime is that same trip next week. You can be one of the first guys on it. You can get that score of yellow. You can do what yep. the San Diego did. And we'll hear more from Marcos later in the show, but you know, you can get that first hit, and it's just nice to be on the boat when you score a nice day, like especially after a crummy day of wind and yeah. rain. It's nice to be on your own boat or jumping on the sport boat or jumping on the San Diego or whatever that scenario yeah. might be.
And it looks like we have a little better weather window this week, so it could
that.
Happen
yeah.
this week. Well, let's find out. Let's find out what's biting.
That sounds good to me, bro. It's time for the catch report again. Our fishdope.com report today is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company with products for serious sport fishermen. Make your own seamless top shots all the way down to 40-pound fluorocarbon with the Sato Crimp system. It's easy, cost-effective, and big fish proven. It's all about bait presentation, and the Sato Crimp system will give you a seamless, easy-to-cast connection. The Sato Crimps and supplies are available at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle and the Longfin. We're going to check in with our fishdope.com reporter, the private boater buddy, Captain Mark Bishop Pacific. Pacific Edge is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Scott. Well, just like you guys were saying a minute ago there, we now got winter in the rearview mirror. Spring was sprung at 2:37 a.m., but we're hardly going to be enjoying any warm, balmy weather offshore, especially here today. Man, it's grumpy on the outside right now. I was just talking to Danny from Fishdope just a few minutes ago, and getting a little weather update as to what he's seeing, and it's not pretty. But you know, at Catalina, just generally speaking, it's trying to get going. The weather's just been too harsh there. John and I were over there a few days back fishing the cods there, and man, it was lumpy, windy, cold. Even the cod fishing was tough, but we did get plenty for a good fish ride for sure. That beer battered deep fried red snapper is nothing short of fantastic. God, I love that stuff.
Nothing better.
And we did find, you know, I tucked in behind a little point to have lunch there and get out of the weather for a little bit. And we actually saw 60 degrees for sea temp for just a few seconds. So it's trying to get there. Bodes well. You know, there's a little bit of sea bass backside east, batches on the beaches and kelp lines there. when you could get a little break in the weather and a sample or two on the bait grounds up there above the closure, above Ben Weston like that. But, you know, not a whole heck of a lot. And, you know, and my general feeling is, you know, given the time of year and a little bit of reports we've been getting, I think there's a decent amount of fish there. It's just haven't been able to get to them. And just take note, guys, after a pretty good lobster season over there, forget it, put the gear away. Season is now closed. I had some guys yesterday afternoon, yeah, we're going hooping. I said, I don't think so, dude.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Big trip.
Big ticket. Both Santa Barbara Island and Sacramento Island were checked there for nothing more than rockfish and lingcod. No meaningful signal on exotics, limits of wind, of course. And locally, that bass fishing, you know, they're trying to bite, but they're really in the depths of winter mode. You know, we had so much wind, the water temperature dropped in some areas, even in the low 50s here along the beach. But the guys still picking away on the deep structure, squid and the redhead like that, but it's going to need a little bit of time. And beyond that, we got major tonnage of bluefin tunas down there, 150 miles or whatever it is like that. And just get your gear ready and stand by, because at some point in time, this is going to blow itself out, and it's going to be game on.
I like the sounds
of
that.
We're ready for that.
Next weekend.
Boy,
yeah,
amen.
That's
what's going
to happen. We're ready.
Next weekend on the Shogun, it should be by.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. You're on the Shogun next weekend. Yeah, that should
be. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Fishdope.com, of course, they have the answers. They have the info, whether it's 57 degrees in the water or 67 degrees in the water. They'll have your answers. Fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's pacificedgetackle.com. Check it out there, guys. And, you know, just as a general note, when we were running back and forth, you know, there's bait schools everywhere. When we were at the island, we saw a sign of red crab there. I think it's part of the reason it was a little tough fishing, and the fish are just full of red crab and krill. There's a ton of bait around, so there'll be no shortage of groceries when the game fish get here, man.
Okay.
It's looking good.
I like the sounds of that, buddy.
Okay, Mark, it's springtime. It's your time of the year, Catalina spring sea bass season. Couple questions. Did you get vaccinated?
Oh, I'm sad, buddy. Yeah, we got both of them.
So are we ready to schedule it to come down here and talk sea bass?
Oh, God.
I'm putting you on the spot here. I'm putting you on the spot.
Good call. Put the screws to him.
Yeah.
All right.
No, we could talk some sea bass. Absolutely.
All right. We'll get it scheduled up for something in April or something like that. Get you down here and talk sea bass.
Yeah.
I've got a challenge for Pete, and it's more so going to be trying to figure out the schedule, but I'd love to have a show with Brandon and Mark on at the same time
and have two guys
talking sea bass. And, you know, both new school, both very familiar with old school. I think that'd be a fun show having the two of those guys on here doing a little sea bass talk.
Good idea.
Let's find a way to make that happen.
Yeah, that would be
fun.
I'll
be listening.
Yeah, that's a damn good idea.
Yeah.
We'll go for that. Absolutely.
All right. Sounds good. Okay.
Yeah.
We're in. Mark Wish, Pacific Edge. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, we got it, guys.
See you, buddy. Hey, well, while we're waiting for our buddy Marcos from the radio to get rolling on here, we had a great text that came through via the Let's Talk Hookup app, and this one is for Scott. Question for my bud from Snap Insurance. I have a 20-year-old skipjack with a newly rebuilt diesel. I've looked for insurance but can't find anyone that covers the boat and the motor. Most insurance companies only want to cover the hull and the drive. Can you talk about boat insurance that covers engines and how coverage works if maintenance is neglected? That's from Todd in Costa Mesa.
Well, we can find companies that will do both. If maintenance is neglected, that's just an opportunity to deny a claim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can say it's, you know, this, because some policies have what they call mechanical breakdown for the boat.
Okay.
If it's maintained, if you have records, if you do all these types of things. But if you have a lack of maintenance, then the chances of getting coverage, even though you have the coverage in place, it's going to be tough because you haven't been doing what you're supposed to do. They're only going to insure it if you've been taking care of your responsibilities as that boat owner as well.
And then the older the boat, the more challenge. And I know owning a boat that's
from
1976, it's challenging finding coverage for an older boat.
Very challenging for a boat of that age especially.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting to...
You get over 40 years, it's like...
Over 40, it gets real difficult.
Yeah.
There are boats that can be insured, But you need to have surveys done. Yep. You need to have all the records of your surveys and prior ones. And
which is tough because your boat is a lot more sound than a lot of boats that are much younger, yet the year is the year.
The year is the year.
On a piece of paper, they don't care.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Right. But they like Sherm says, you got to do surveys, you got to like receipts for new engines or maintenance and stuff like that. They want to see all that stuff.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I really like about my Parker is it's a 25 footer. That's 1 foot under where they require surveys.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
25 and under, you're not required a survey.
Yeah.
If you're a guy that does a lot of your own maintenance, it seems very important to at least keep track of all the things you do, the oil that you purchase and the filters that you purchase, just so you can prove that you have done your due diligence when it comes to maintenance on that kind of thing.
If you can get that mechanical breakdown rider on your, endorsement on your policy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them just don't cover maintenance to the motors, period.
Got it.
If the motor's damaged in a collision or an accident or something like that, then, yeah, the cost of that motor will be covered.
Oh, okay. Understood.
But for maintenance and those types of things, you have to have mechanical breakdown and some companies offer it, some just don't.
Sure, sure. But again, as we said 10 times in a row, this is a scenario where Todd calls Snap Insurance and you guys go through and, yes, there's a much cheaper policy over here, and this one might cost you an extra couple hundred bucks a year, but it's going to cover the things that you're looking to get covered.
Right, exactly.
So if they call Snap Insurance, do they ask for Sherm?
Yeah, you can ask for me. Yeah. Or if I'm not there, just one of the girls who does the boat insurance stuff.
Ask for this. There's somebody that's at Snap Insurance that specializes in
there's a few. There's like 70 employees down there, so there's a couple that handle with the boat insurance. Kimberly's one of them.
We
always joke. People call the tackle store looking for me. Like, man, the guy who answered the phone is way better off. You know, that guy fishes every day of his life. That's a way better guy that you talk to than that. So
Exactly.
But you are there and available if somebody wants to go that route.
Yeah, and if I'm not in the office right then, you can always leave a message. I get back to you.
He's probably fishing.
Recovering from lobster or going to get some cods.
And if I'm not in the office, I have my phone forwarded to my cell so I can pick it up.
All right.
Out in the field.
That's awesome.
Perfect. Well, let's continue that catch report.
Great text, Todd. All right, let's do that. Let's talk to Marcos. Our good buddy from Seaforth Sport Fishing is on the line now. Good morning, Marcos. What's going on at Seaforth?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. Awesome. I understand there's some fishing to talk about.
Yeah, definitely have a little bit more to report on this week than last week. Barring some weather early in the week on Monday, Tuesday, had some good fishing, those half-day trips, fishing locally, catching reds, rockfish, whitefish, sculpin, all-around good half-day fishing. About what you'd expect at this time of the year, getting back in the swing of things there. San Diego started running last weekend. First day, they had a little struggle there with the yellowtail, but very good bottom fishing. Second day, they had 47 yellowtail, very good bottom fishing. And then the rest of the week has been kind of a mix. They've had some single-digit yellowtails there and some very good bottom fishing, so there's definitely fish to be caught there. And those yellowtails are primarily caught on heavier yo-yo jigs, so be prepared for that. Check the website. Seaforthlanding.com. The full schedule's up there for those half days and the full days. And if you haven't got your gear out yet, now's the time to do it because fishing is pretty good on both those trips there. We still got some of those day and a half trips coming up. Beginning of next month, we're going to see some boats go online there with the Tribute going online. They've got their schedule up there. The Pacific has got some trips up. So definitely some options there. Check out the website. Come down, visit us in person, or give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. And like Rick was saying there, anyone here can help you out, and some of those guys might be better than others, but we're all going to get you out there on the trip. And then if you head over to the tackle shop there, going to get your gear all set up and ready to run.
You have the man, Dan, over there taking care of your tackle for sure.
Absolutely. Those guys will get the gear up and running, answer your questions, and we're going to get you out there on the boat and get you guys some fish because it looks like season's kind of getting a little early start this year, and it's kind of nice to see that. We're going to get out there and hopefully get you guys set up.
Hey, Marcos, a couple questions. When you said heavier yo-yo, what are you talking?
Like the full size, the 6X and 7X. The juniors were working a little bit, but Booger said that those heavier ones, the full size 7Xs, were the better option there. And he said, at least earlier in the week, 40-pound was the best option for that.
Okay.
That's good info.
All right, good stuff. And then also, I want to make a note that a week from today, we're going to have Aliar and the one and only Jim Hughes on the show.
Oh, cool.
From the Polaris Supreme.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Talk about a wealth of information.
That's going to be great.
So that'll be a good show.
Absolutely. And, the Polaris Supreme, again, they've got some trips on there. And we're booking their shorter trips, the day-and-a-half trips and shorter we're doing. Those longer trips, you're going to contact the office directly if you're in charge of the boat.
Right.
And that information's on the website.
I think I even talked Captain Frank Lopresti into giving us a day and a half trip to give away to on the Polaris Supreme.
Wow. So
watch out for that.
Yeah. It'll
be a busy morning on the phones.
That'll be next weekend, so stand by for that. Yeah, Polaris Supreme is, I guess they're going to get their schedule up here and start running pretty soon.
They're coming up pretty soon. I think that early next month they got one of their first trips there, and so they do have a few open party trips up there, so definitely check that out and get on there, and they're going to be a fun trip running out of here for sure.
That's awesome, Marcos. Well, a great report. We sure appreciate all the killer information. Good tackle info, too. We look forward to talking next week. Hopefully we continue and talk about some great local yellows.
We'll talk to you then.
All right. Thanks, buddy. That's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and that custom bluefin and yellowfin knife from Anza Knives. They're made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. They also offer knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro series available at Fisherman's Processing.
And I might add, too, that finally, Donnie and Heidi are going to be at the Crossroads of the West Gun Show next weekend, next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Orange County Fairgrounds. They're actually going to have a show.
That's
it's going to be outdoors, social distancing. It's all outside, and Donnie and Heidi will have a complete array of their Anza knives there at the Crossroads of the West. That's next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 26th, 27th, 28th. At the Orange County Fairgrounds. So go by and see Don and Heidi and grab your Anza knife.
All right.
Yeah. And I also want to mention, too, the Coastal Social Bass Seminar is next week, next Saturday, too, the 27th, 7 a.m. to noon at Dana Landing. They're going to provide lunch. They've got a great, great setup. It's all set up outside. Benny Florentino is going to have his boat down there, and it's going to all be outside and great. Lineup. Randy Spicer, Jimmy Decker, Matt Florentino, Benny Florentino,
wow.
Kevin Nakata are the lineup there.
That's a serious lineup.
Lots of great giveaways, too. They're going to have a fantastic raffle. A lot of good stuff. So that's next Saturday at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, right between Dana Landing and Fast Lane Kayaks, right there, 7 to noon. And the seminar actually begins at 9:30. We're going to hear from Matt Florentino tomorrow, more detail on that. So you'll want to definitely listen up for that.
That sounds great, man. Certainly
yeah.
some good info there. Hey, let's jump into the phone call. Everybody's stacked up wanting to talk to Sherman. Let's this time talk to Fred, who's calling us from out in Idaho this morning. What's up, Fred? Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. My question is regarding the BIA ratings on I had a 17-foot Boston Whaler, and I believe the BIA rating was 110 horse. And I had a 90 horsepower inline two-stroke Mercury on that. And I was thinking of putting 100 horsepower Yamaha 100. And my question is, with the new four-stroke engines, they're so much more powerful than the two-strokes. Is there any change as far as restricting? It was an old boat. Is there any change in restricting the extra power you get from these new engines on the old BIA ratings?
Yeah, and that's definitely something to think about. It sounds like you're okay with the size of the motor and what the hull is rated for. But with the new packages and the new motors, your top speed is definitely going to increase, and then that may cause an issue with your insurance carrier. So you want to make sure what the top speed is going to be and what the...
They'll specify that in the policy.
Yeah, or you can call your agent and they can find out for you. But, you know, somehow they all have different limits of what top speed they will take. And
gotcha.
Even though you're within the limits of what the hull will take,
sure.
that top speed may kick you out in a different area of the policy.
Yeah, 100 horsepower four-stroke on a 17 Whaler probably scoot around pretty
good. You can probably scoot around real quick.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Make sure that you're covered there.
but as long as the rig, as long as the BIA rating is for 110 horsepower, he puts 100 horsepower, he's probably okay.
He should be fine, but like I said, it may kick you out because the top speed just increased.
Yeah, all right. Hey, thanks a lot. Good question.
Yeah,
thanks
great,
a lot for
Fred.
The call this morning. Chuck in Long Beach has a comment here. Has his homeowners and renters policies cover personal property worldwide and no schedule is necessary? That's what Chuck in Long Beach says. So
I hope so.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to test it in Mexico.
Worldwide, yeah. So that's, yeah. So But always ask your insurance guy.
I think that's a great input to the show, but I'm going to trust my insurance professional on that one. I think I'm still going to be safe and schedule a tackle.
If it's schedulable, depending on dollar, on dollar value. Yeah. Like I said, there's a dollar value there. But
but a good call.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones. Everybody's excited to talk to him. And Brandon Mesa, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what's going on, man? Just a real quick question. What's the best, like, insurance policy for going down to Baja?
If you're in Baja, it's just going to be one of those Baja companies. I'm not familiar enough with them to get a recommendation.
Yeah, I've used Baja Bound Insurance before. It's an online company.
Yeah, and there's MexicanInsurance.com. I mean, there's several of them out there, but I'm not familiar enough with them to give a recommendation.
Yeah, there's Discover Baja Travel. They do a lot of insurance, right?
Right.
So a lot of different ones. Just shop around.
Yep.
Yeah.
Same deal like we're talking about. You're just going to need to find out what's right for the trip that you're doing.
And last time I looked at Mexican insurance, they're all pretty similar.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Well, I just got some bad news from Tom at the Longfin about our Tony Reyes trip.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You said this was going to be the week they made the call.
They've extended the border closure until April 21st, so they canceled our Tony Reyes trip.
Yeah, what a bummer.
Yeah, so he'll be sending out refunds, and you'll just have to book for next
year. Man, what a bummer
is. Yeah.
Because I know those guys wanted to go so bad. They've been through so many, so many, maybe trying to hang on to the last minute, and I know that there was a lot of people that were very anxious to hear, but you know they literally tried to hang out until the very last second to try and get the trip to go. But
and our trip is one of the earlier trips on the Tony Reyes schedule, so the following Tony Reyes trips I'm sure will go, and maybe you can move to another spot that's available on that trip. But unfortunately, the Cabrilla killing is not going to happen this year because our trip got canceled.
Tom and the Longfin are as good as they come.
Yeah.
So if there's a way to get you on another trip, they will.
Yep.
Book you for next year, they will. Like, if there was a way for that trip to go, they would have done it.
Yep.
And if they say there isn't, man, they're just flat out isn't. Yeah. Those guys are as good as they come.
Yeah, no question. Tommy P is disappointed, of course, but he was telling me that he lost his hotel room because I guess the same weekend we were going to go on that trip is the Baja 1000.
Okay.
And there's like no hotel rooms. It's like, basically, he said he had a hotel room and he had a confirmation. And they go, no, you don't.
That's funny.
Somebody paid him more money, I guess, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bummer of a news, but good to know it. Well, hey, a text came through. This one for Sherm. Seems like this is the golden age of canceled trips due to the pandemic. Does Snap handle travel or trip insurance? If so, what type of coverage are available? Or if not, who do you recommend? That's from Tom in San Diego.
Yeah, we do not cover trip insurance at the agency. There are a couple people in town. One of them,
Bob Dawson.
Bob is
the man.
Was at the tip of my tongue. I just couldn't remember.
Yeah.
If you want trip insurance, talk to Bob.
Yeah, Dawson Insurance Services.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Bob is what he specializes.
That's his niche.
And it's kind of a niche thing, right?
Yeah, and he can do enough volume since it's a niche thing to make it worthwhile for him. At our agency, we don't get enough of those requests to make it something that we need to go through all the hoops. We need to have it in place. So it's better just to go to somebody like Bob, who that's their specialty.
Yeah, and Bob will be on the show here in a couple of weeks, or a few weeks, I guess, and he'll answer trip insurance. Like, there's so many questions about trip insurance. Do you, when the airline offers you that, do you buy that one?
Right.
Or do you just have an annual policy like I have? Or, you know, do you buy individual trip insurance? There's so many different
things. Yeah, and that's why you want somebody who's knowledgeable in that area. It's kind of like the question we had earlier about maintenance on engines.
Yeah.
You know, that really applies to your whole boat.
Yeah.
You know, and there's all kinds of issues that you need to know ahead of time. Because I've seen claims denied because they said, no, that broke because of a lack of maintenance. We're not going to cover it. Even outside the motor, actually parts of the boat.
Yeah.
So you need to make sure you take care of that. You need to make sure you have somebody who has the knowledge to express that to you. Just like with Bob, he has the knowledge to express to you what you need to know about your trip insurance.
Right. Talk to a specialist like you about boat insurance. That's why you specialize in that. Hey, Chris from CCA is on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Pete. How are you guys?
Hey,
happy
up, Chris?
Good morning, Chris.
Spring.
Great, Chris. We were just talking about the Coastal Social Bass Seminar, and I'll bet that's what you want to talk about, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, just wanted to go out and invite everyone out to Dana Landing tomorrow. I'm sorry, next week, next Saturday, 7 a.m. to 12. Seminar starts at 9:30. Pete, you kind of just said everything that needed to be said, but also just wanted to give you guys a little tidbit. Great opportunity to renew your CCA membership right there on that next week. I know we can't meet during Fred Hall this year and all that, but great opportunity. I know the whole San Diego chapter is going to be out there. And for those that do renew their membership out there, we do have some goodies for you guys. We're going to do a raffle. I know AFCO is going to kick in some $100 gift cards, and all the vendors are going to kick in something. So just wanted to give that little tidbit there. But thank you guys so much for supporting. Really looking forward to the seminar next week.
Yeah, and Dana Landing, Steve and the gang at Dana Landing are going to provide lunch too, right?
Correct. Yeah, we can't thank Steve enough. Steve, Ron Lane. Also, you know, big shout out to Matt Florentino, who's been working with us the last 6 months on this deal.
Yep.
But, yeah, we're super excited.
Yeah, and what a lineup you have there, too. Randy Spicer, Jimmy Decker, Matt Florentino, Benny Florentino, Kevin Nakata. What an amazing lineup of big bass guys.
Yeah. I mean, you can't really get any more bassier than that, you know, with Matt. Matt's going to be our MC as well for the seminar. And I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say this, but I think Benny's actually going to bring the main stage, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, I heard that he's going to bring his boat, and that's going to be the stage for all those guys to be watching. It's Steve told me it's going to be right between the two shops, Dana Landing and Fast Lane, and it will be social distance. It'll all be outside, so proper protocols will be taken care of, and it's going to be a great event. And it starts at 7, but the actual seminar starts at 9:30, right?
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, we fully expect you guys to have Let's Talk Hookup blasting on the speakers there starting at 7 a.m. before the seminar starts.
Of course. What else would we be listening to?
All right. Great. All right. That's next Saturday, the Coastal Social, sponsored by CCA and, of course, AFCO and Matt. Going to be a great time, Chris, and we'll look forward to seeing you out there.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate that. Well, that'll be cool seeing Benny's boat with the five bass guys there in between the two buildings. And then maybe a couple months later, Steve could put the thumper there, and they could put about 30 or 40 saltwater captains on across that thing and do a seminar.
Yeah.
Hey, when we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way when we come back. A whole big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing and talking Snap Insurance. This has been a great show.
Yeah, great show, Sherm. And if you want to join us, still time. Andrew's standing by the phones there, 213-432-1090. Been a busy morning. You have a chance to talk to Sherm and make a comment and also win a trip, a full-day trip on the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. Hey, have you guys been to the Cutwater restaurant?
No.
Oh. I still haven't yet.
I went to lunch with Steve Bernard and John Ireland this week and saw Youssef there. And that place is great.
That's cool.
First, when you walk in, and it's kind of off a side street there where all those breweries are off in Miramar Road and stuff. But I'm telling you, it's well worth the experience. You walk in, and there's a giant still right out in the front of the entrance of the thing that actually is working. I mean, I guess they were brewing that fantastic barrel-aged rum when we were there, but you can actually see it working. And they have a great store, a beautiful bar, and when things open up more, and a great outside area, too. And the food, fantastic.
Cool.
So,
awesome.
So Cutwater, not just about the fantastic hand drinks for the boats, yeah, or the spirits or anything like that. They also have that fantastic restaurant.
Cool.
So if you're in the San Diego area, you want to really treat yourself to a great lunch and dinner, check out that Cutwater restaurant.
Well, that's hitting that red tier. I'm sure things will continue to open up more and more and more as we roll along.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's you definitely you have to know, you have to Google it and know how to get there because it's off the side street. And it's actually, the restaurant is connected to the factory, so they're actually making Cutwater spirits
like
right there.
Doing the canned cocktails.
It's all right
cool.
in the back there. Right
no way.
There.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, it's all right there. They have a great store and everything.
Dinner
so.
And a show.
Yeah,
that's
right.
It. Get the whole thing. Hey, I also want to welcome back Adventures in Camping. We heard Ricky talking about Adventures in Camping. Don't forget, now, if you're going up for the Sierra opener next month, now would be the time to book your adventure in camping.
What more do you say about those guys? It's the slickest operation. We went through quite a bit. Dallas and I, we were planning on buying. You know, we really got into doing the Mammoth thing. Pete really is the one that got me into going to Mammoth, and we fell in love with it so much, decided, we, you know, let's buy a trailer or a camper kind of rig. And we just sat down and penciled it out, like the amount of times that I'm able to go up there versus the amount that we were going to spend on a trailer and then storage for the trailer and the hassle. It just makes so much more sense to do adventures in camping.
Yep.
For what we like to do, it's so hassle-free.
Yeah.
It's crazy how good Ryan and Shannon, the whole team there, take care of you. It's just an awesome, awesome experience, and it's it's so inexpensive when you compare that to, you know, travel and hotel costs and other things like that. It's a really cool experience.
And you still get that great camping experience without all the work. They set it up for you. They'll cater it to exactly. They have different models that you can take the whole family or just two of you, whatever.
That's what I think is so cool. Yeah, you can do anything from a 19-foot trailer with a couple of buds that just want to go fishing for the weekend up to 28-footers with slide outs. And when you show up to your designated spot that you pre-set everything up.
You just have to tell them where to go.
The generator is running. The AC is on. The fridge is cold. The barbecue's set up and ready to go. I mean, it is ready to go. Like, you literally drive up and start your adventure. And with as cool as that is, it's way cooler on the back end of things because when you're done, instead of hooking the rig and getting everything up, you put the keys on the table and you drive home, you know, at full freeway speed and you walk away. It's so cool. And it really is that easy. Lots of people advertise, you know, that style of adventure, and there's all kinds of hoops to jump through. You get on their website. You pick the trailer that makes sense for you based on what you want and what you want to pay. You book your spot, and that's it, and it's done. I mean, it's so cool.
But I will warn you, they're popular.
Yes.
And so you need, if you're going, like, from the opener on, you need to book need to book them now. So that's why we started talking about them.
And I were BSing about that. You tried to book a trip, you know, at the fall, and everything was sold out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they do sell out. There's a limited, you know, they have a lot. They have a big fleet, but they're very popular for a reason. So, get on it. It's a really cool experience. Yeah.
AdventureandCamping.com is the easiest way. Just check out on the web. The other thing we need to talk about is business insurance. I know Snap Insurance does business insurance for Let's Talk Hookup and a lot of other companies, right?
Oh, yeah. Same independent type agency. Yeah. And that's how I got started way back with Fifth Avenue when we started that agency, is I was writing business insurance, commercial property, those types of things. I got into the marine insurance when I found myself later in my career spending way too much time on the water, and I had to figure out how to tie the two of them together to justify the time away from the office, quite frankly.
Field research, we call it.
Right, right.
Yeah, exactly.
But we do a lot of those things, you know, from, you know, the retail tackle shop to an apartment complex to someone's business in an office setting or the office building itself, work comp, you know, all those types of things is really where I started, and the marine issue came later just because it's kind of ties in with my passion.
Yeah. So so if you have a business, if you have a boat, call Sherm, he'll take care of it.
Yeah, I insure a lot of people where I insure their business, their home, their autos, their boats.
And that's kind of your specialty at Snap Insurance is business insurance big time, right?
Yeah, I mean, we have restaurant specialty markets, we have specialty markets, it's in the hospitality industry.
Yeah.
As you can imagine, both of those are not doing well right now, but with all these restrictions
they're coming
lifted,
back, they're coming back.
Hopefully going to be coming back real soon.
Yeah.
But that's what we specialize in. That's what we do. I mean, from a small little mom and pop all the way up to where we put together captive programs for people who have like $500,000 in premium or more.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big premium.
Yeah. Well, you get some of these companies with, you know, big auto fleets and a lot of employees and everything. It can add up really quickly. And what I like about these captive programs that we can do is you kind of self-manage to a certain point the claims and your insurance. You have an insurance carrier in behind you, and you can also participate in savings and realize that as wealth building if you have a good claims history and those type of things. It's a little more sophisticated for certain businesses, but if you're in that category, you can actually have insurance coverage, pay your insurance premiums, and get some of that money back at a later date.
All right.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it's a nice setup, but it's very specific.
Fun text came through. Just a quick question. What is the most common boat insurance claim that you see roll across?
Most common boat insurance claim I see is difficulty with a problem with an accident on the road.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's usually
towing, too.
Towing. And that comes into what's covered and what's not when you're towing the boat, you know. If your boat does damage to somebody else, you've got liability to that individual from your auto insurance.
From your auto insurance. But not your boat policy.
Right. But if somebody damages your boat, their insurance is supposed to damage, you know, cover your boat. But if you're the cause of the accident, your boat gets damaged, your auto insurance isn't going to cover it.
And your boat policy does.
Your boat policy will cover it.
Oh, okay.
If it comes detached, say the trailer comes popping off and flies off into another car, suddenly your auto insurance isn't covering anymore. It's onto your boat policy. So everybody says, well, what do I need for that? I said, you need both.
Yeah, really, that's a good call.
You need an auto and a, but that's usually when I see the most claims is somebody got rear-ended at a stoplight or, you know, those types of things. Second most common we usually see is a fire.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You know, small fire, that type of thing. And excluding thefts and those type of things, but usually your big claims, it's a fire.
Yeah.
And then, like we were talking about the maintenance issue too, make sure you maintain your boat.
Yeah.
Don't give them a reason.
And your trailer.
Yeah.
Good call too.
Yeah.
We had a sailboat that called in a claim because our mast snapped off in some heavy winds, and the adjuster went out there, and there was visible corrosion around the outside of the base of the mast. Well, obviously, you haven't been maintaining that. It should have been replaced years ago. We're not going to come in and replace it for you now.
And this wasn't like
really?
This wasn't a little bit of superficial something. I mean, it was very clear that this thing had been a very noticeable problem for a while.
Yeah, I saw the pictures, and I mean, it was 8 inches of rust from the deck all the way up.
Sure. Oh, yeah. That didn't work.
So they're not going to cover that. But then people get upset because they think I've been paying this premium all this time, and you're not covering what I paid you to cover. But you have to maintain it.
Okay, I have to ask this question. So, you know, a lot of times one of the first questions an insurance company asks you is, have you made a claim in the past year?
Yep.
Okay. You get something goes wrong, you make a claim. What's that do to your insurance?
Oh, good, yeah.
Usually one claim isn't going to bother you too much.
Okay.
That second one, that's when you're going to have issues, and that's why they asked in a time period, because if you get a second one that's within the next year, well, then it's two claims in 2 years. Yeah. There's obviously a problem outside of just bad luck.
So one claim, you're okay.
You're usually okay. Some carriers get pretty persnickety about claims, period.
Right.
One claim, you're usually okay. Then when you're getting ready to do your next claim, you should think seriously about, okay, how much is the claim and how much do I think I'm going to pay extra when I get canceled by company A and have to go to company B that accepts two claims, which charges more.
Yeah.
That's when you start thinking, well, do I want to do this claim or not?
All right. Very good. Well, let's go ahead and jump into those phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. They're packed up. John, San Diego is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, John? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I wanted to ask Sherm about the lingcod fishing. Have you ever tried using a small rockfish as live bait for the lingcod?
Haven't tried using a one for bait, but we've had bycatches many times where lingcod will, you know, you'll hook a small rock cod, and on the way up, a lingcod grabs onto it.
Yeah.
I mean, so many times we've had the hitchhikers where those guys are so stubborn, they're not even hooked. They'll get to the surface, and they realize that they're something's wrong, and they actually finally let go of the rock cod without a hook in its mouth. We've had that happen several times.
Or better stick a gaff in it quick, right?
Now, we have put down rock cod fillet, where you catch a rock cod and fillet a strip and drop it down, and that works pretty well. I've also found on the bait side what I like to do is use a big sardine and put just a small strip of squid in front of it, so it looks like the sardine, I think, is eating a little piece of squid, and that seems to trigger him as well.
Yeah. You know, Ali from Fish Dope and BD Outdoors, he swears by mackerel for lingcod.
Mm-hmm.
Live mackerel.
Oh, no
right?
doubt. Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
And that's kind of the magic bait for, like, live sardine, live mackerel. Like you were talking, Booger's favorite, on a flat fall jig. Either one of those.
Yeah.
Hamburguesa.
We like the mackerel. I mentioned sardines because I know on Booger's boat they're obviously fishing sardine because that's what they have, and sardine's more readily available. But if we were going to target lings, we make a tank of mackerel. Same thing.
Yeah.
We just, you know, up the size of the flat fall a little bit to help keep it down, and yeah, that's...
All right, give away all the secrets.
Oh, that's
what it's all about.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Well, how about a fun text? Actually, jump into the phone. Excuse me. Chuck from Long Beach up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, Chuck, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just kind of expound on what Scott's been saying. I've been in insurance on 20 years, mostly on the carrier side of it. And the main thing is for people to do is take the time to read your policy and know what's going on, or go through an agency like Scott's that knows what's going on. It's like you wouldn't buy a rod and reel without going in to see you guys at Fish and Stack and pulling on it. You shouldn't be buying insurance without knowing what you're getting and what you're not getting. And that's where I see most of the complaints. People think like a car, everything is covered. Not so much on your property stuff. There's limited things they're going to cover and some limitations on other stuff that you should be aware of before you go out there.
And you're talking from the carrier side. You're actually working for the insurance company, not the agent.
Correct. I'm an underwriter. I actually underwrite some of Scott's stuff from Snap and from Fifth Avenue. And But, yeah, it's the same thing. I mean, those are the things I see coming in is most people don't take the time to go through that contract. And it is a legal contract. It's like anything else you'd sign.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a good point, too, because a lot of times in this technical world, people jump online.
Uh-huh.
Oh, here's my make and model of my boat. Here's how much it's worth. Bing, here's the cheapest premium I can find. They get it. They get home. They have something happen and realize half of the things that they really should have isn't covered because they didn't know the questions to ask, and there's no place on the application in the internet to do it.
That's why I like this show so much. I'm that guy. I'm guilty of that all the time.
And you're younger, so I mean that's what happens. The kids and younger people are in that technical world where they've been trained to just go to the internet, and suddenly, well, who's there in your corner if something happens?
Right.
Who's there to advise you when you're looking for it? And a lot of times with an agent, I mean, there have been many times where I've had carriers decline coverage, and we look at the situation, we go back to them and say, no, I think it's covered here. I think you can find the coverage here. And we actually get the carrier to cover for the insured. You're not going to get that if you're just somebody punching in numbers on an internet site.
And like Chuck, you know, to Chuck's point, every scenario is different, so you need to you need to read through to find out what it is for you or what it isn't for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the things, Chuck and Sherm, correct me if I'm wrong, is one of the things, especially in a boat policy for people that are in Southern California, especially in San Diego, Southern California, that do travel into Mexican waters, Coronado Islands, offshore on the 302 or whatever. You're in Mexican waters. You're not in the U.S. waters anymore. Are you covered? You've got to really take a look at that in your policy.
You may not feel like it because you're doing a quick trip to the islands, but you are in another country.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And then you hit somebody on the water, something happens out there, you could be in real trouble.
So read your policy and make sure that you have coverage. Like, for example, most policies will cover down to Punta Banda or Rio Santa Tomas, which is just south of...
The rest from there are endorsed on. And then you have to understand how the coverage sometimes is paid. You know, some companies, most companies, in fact, that cover in Mexico, they're not going to pay you what it costs to repair it in Mexico. They're going to pay you the U.S. equivalent of what it costs to get it repaired.
Uh-huh.
So if you're in Guerrero Negro and there's one part in the entire place and you need it and they can charge you whatever they can charge you for it, you're not going to get that inflated price that you paid to have it repair in Mexico. Yeah. They're only going to pay you what it would cost here in the United States.
All right. Chuck, appreciate your input. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, another fun text came through. This is what I was looking for before. This is from Bob in Newport. It said, the organization Vagabundos Del Mar seems to be very experienced with my Baja insurance.
Yep.
Had great luck with them. That was from Bob in Newport.
Vagabundos is another one that I discovered. Baja Travel, Vagabundos, and then this... the other one's more of an online place, the Baja Bound,
Got it. Sure. Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Sherm. If you want to get through late in the show, still a great opportunity for you. 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Jim from National City this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Hey, another great show, guys. A couple of things I want to touch on if we got the time here. Several years back, I had about $5,000 worth of gear taken from in front of my house. I had gotten back from a fishing trip, had rinsed my rods off and put them out in front of my house. Anyway, they were stolen. And, of course, I didn't have receipts for everything, but I went down to Fisherman's Landing and talked to Rick, and he was good enough to research. Some of the stuff that I bought out of the landing was on credit card. We were able to pick some of that stuff up, and then he also, I didn't have to show complete receipts to the insurance company, but they needed a breakdown, so I had to give them prices, and Rick was good enough to take the time with me, and we figured that all out. And anyway, that was my first thing. Thanks again, Rick. The second thing is I wanted to ask Scott, You're in Mexico quite a bit fishing or whatever. Have you ever encountered the Mexican Navy, been checked? And if you have, what was that experience like?
Knock on wood, I've never been never been checked by the Mexican Navy down there in all the time I've spent down there.
Especially because you like fishing around the islands.
Oh, yeah, we fish the islands a lot, and I've only seen them down there two different times. Mm-hmm. And the guys came by us one time in the Ponga, and we had the bracelets on and that kind of stuff, and just waved, and off they went, and there weren't any issues. With that being said, I carry everything we need.
Everything you need.
The Vita, the tip, the bracelet.
I've been checked.
Yeah.
I know you've been checked, Rick.
Three times now in total. Yeah. All three times were painless. I mean, maybe 5 minutes from start to finish. They came up next to us. They passed out like a pool skimmer, you know, from boat to boat, so we could give them our passport and our Mexican fishing license and our FMM. It was checked. They take a photo of the CF numbers. They waved us on, wished us a good day, and we were right back to fishing. It was a very easy process.
Now, you might know the answer to this question. Whenever I go down there, I don't take my actual passport. I have the global entry card. Do you know if that would pass through them?
Passport card, global entry. I think you're okay.
I would say that I would take a passport card, and I don't have anything official to go on other than when the landing, which I'm not a part of, but obviously at that fisherman's landing, you cannot get your FMM, and you cannot a global entry card does not work for your Mexican ID on one of the sport boats.
So I'm not saying it does not.
Yeah, it's got to be a passport or a passport card.
I would have thought it would.
I would have thought the same thing too, because you need the same requirements to get that, and that's what it's for. But I know when they're doing it, you gotta have
passport or passport card. Jim, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're gonna find out who's going fishing on the Liberty. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the Zest Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with 6 companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5-day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Stock hookup. Okay, the big winner going fishing on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing for a full day trip going to Brandon in La Mesa. Brandon, congratulations. You are going to love fishing on that boat with a brand new bait tank.
Yeah, fantastic. And Scott Sherman, great show. All the lingcod and lobster secrets and all the secrets for the insurance company, too. If somebody wants to get a quote, wants to know more insurance, both boat, auto, business insurance, yep. You kind of cover most of those avenues, right?
Yeah. The only thing we don't do is financial planning.
Okay.
Other than that, we can take care of it. If you want to call me at the office, it's 619-908-3100, or you can send us an email at scotts@snapassociates.com.
All right.
And Snap is spelled with two P's, by the way.
All right. S-N-A-P-P. So it's Scott S at S-N-A-P-P
Associates.com.
All right. And, of course, you can link that on the Let's Talk Hookup website on our links page. Just go to Snap Insurance, and you can always reach Scott and or any of their people in the office there.
And I misspoke. Snap Associates is the generic website. It's Scott S at Snap. INS.
Snap INS. Yeah. Right. Scott S at snapins.com.
Right. And Snap and Associates is the generic website.
Yeah, yeah. And like I say, if you can't find that, just go to the Let's Talk Hookup links page at letstalkhookup.com. Click on Snap Insurance and you'll find it.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep,
all right.
Absolutely.
All right. What's the next adventure, Scott?
Probably the desert. Well, Vegas next weekend, and then probably the desert after that.
All right, very good.
And, unless the wind dies down, and then we're out.
Oh, fishing. Next week looks pretty good. I don't know. Yeah. I might have to go.
I'm gonna have to check buoy weather and see.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks to Andrew for all he does. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And we're gonna be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Captain Art Taylor from the Searcher is gonna have the hot scoop on what's going on the Bluefin grounds and more. That's gonna be a great show. 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, and Captain Mark Taylor is going to be all up on what's going on out there, and we'll fill you in, and then also be talking about all the 2.5-day trips that they've got coming up in April and May, too, so they'll talk about that. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.